Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Welcome back to It's Me, Tinks. I am your host, Tinks. I gotta tell you, I started lifting. I know I won't shut the fuck up about it, but I'm very proud of myself for doing something that's scary and difficult. I started lifting about 3-4 months ago. I love it. It's such a great release for me. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I see a difference in my body. My mom said that I looked good, but I don't really see a difference in my body. My mental health, really way better when I lift. Like, I feel so good and so strong, and it's just an hour for myself. But oh my God, I am so hungry now. I'm like famished. I am just fucking starving all the time. And I already eat like a horse, as my mom so lovingly says. Like, I'm an eater. I'm a volume person. Like, I never skip a meal. Those people who are like, oh my God, I just forgot to skip. I haven't eaten today. Oh my God. It's like, you know, whatever. Chloe will always do that. She'll always come to my house. She'll be like, I'm starving. She's like, I didn't have time to eat. I had 3 almonds at noon. I'm like, what? I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what are we eating today? And I was actually just doing an interview and I was talking to the journalist and we were talking about New Orleans and I was saying how I wanted to go there to eat. Like, I do food tourism. I'm like, I want to go to certain cities just so I can eat. Anyway, all this to say, I already have a voracious appetite. I don't know if you can use that word in that sense, but whatever. And when I lift, I am just like a fiend for food, specifically protein, which again is such an eye roll for me because I used to be like, oh my God, people who go to the gym are always on about their protein, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm just absolutely famished 24/7. So everybody on Instagram said it was normal and that when you work out, more specifically weightlifting, you need more protein and that's just your body kind of adjusts, whatever. But wow, it's wild. I'm an insatiable lady these days. I'm in Paris this week. Woohoo! Perry with Lauren, with Victor and Rolf for their couture show, which is so fun. I haven't been to Paris in probably 5 or so years. It's one of my favorite cities. Well, it is and it isn't. It is a wonderful, beautiful city, and I love the museums. However, I've spoken about this before. Every time I go to Paris, I feel like everybody hates me. You know, Parisians, they don't like tourists and they certainly don't like Americans. And I get that. You know, I get it. You know, they're very chic and cool. And if I was chic and cool, I'd probably find it all a bit annoying as well. But I feel so bad about myself when I go to Paris. And like, I used to speak French. So I would used to try to order. I'd used to be like, you know, oh, bonjour, je voudrais un carafe d'eau. Du vin rouge, s'il vous plaît. And they'd be like, you can speak English. It's okay. In English is fine. And I'm like, I'm trying to practice. I'm trying to do the right thing, you guys. Paris is cool, though. Growing up in London, we went a lot because you can go on the Eurostar to train right away. It's how cool is that? You can go for the day. And we would go on school trips to France and go on the Eurostar. So it was a very cool time. I remember the trip we took when we were all like 17. We went with our French class. And guys, my high school was very different. We would like drink with our teachers. And I know that sounds all sorts of illegal, but it's not in Europe. It's not at all. And we were like friends with them and we would party with them. It was honestly a really interesting time. And the photos from that trip are interesting, to say the least. I was in my Margot Tenenbaum phase where I would wear like big fake fur leopard print coats and Wayfarer Ray-Bans. And I mean, I still wear those. I always wear those. They're my signature glasses. But I just thought I was so badass smoking cigs, you know, smoking cigs, drinking 2 euro wine with red wine stained teeth, thinking I was so troubled. I was like, not. I was at SAT camp a week later. It's like, okay, badass. Don't go too hard. But I'm just thrilled to be here. I feel so lucky to do this. I feel so, so lucky to work with Victor and Rolf because they're just, I mean, such an insane brand and one that I've loved for a long time. So I can't wait to give you guys the recap. And I will be serving up a lot of content on Instagram and TikTok too. Okay. We have something serious to talk about. And you know what? This entire episode is going to be very nuanced. So everybody take out your thinking cap. Take it out. Everybody got theirs? Okay, pop it on your head. Let's go. I always tell you guys that dating is a numbers game. And it is. You simply cannot meet someone if you don't go on any dates. I mean, you could, but not usually. You know, they don't usually arrive at your house. Like, maybe you fall in love with the pizza guy, but apart from that, your soulmate is not going to knock on your door and say, hey, would you like to go on a date? You have to go on dates. So how do you do that in the modern age? Well, dating apps. Got to be on the apps. And I've said that in the past. And I still believe that dating is a numbers game. And I still believe that you have to put yourself out there and go on dates to get everything moving. However, I think that dating apps are rotted right now. I think that they are in the worst place they've ever been. I think our relationship to them is busted. And I think that we need to take a big pause and just recalibrate a little bit. And I'm going out on a limb here because those dating apps, they have big budgets. So I will not be working with any of them for a hot minute. Unless, I don't know, maybe you guys could hire me as some sort of a consultant. Anyway, a little sidebar. Sethy will deal with that. I think that they're in truly the worst place they've ever been. And I hear, and this is from personal experience. This is from anecdotally from you guys. I mean, keep in mind, I read a ton of DMs. I do AMA every Monday, Thursday. I have people calling in. I consume a lot of the worry, the dating worry of a group of predominantly women age 18 to 40. I have a lot of anecdotal data. I'm not a fucking scientist, but you know, I can speak on this. They're in a terrible place. They are so bad right now. And let me tell you why. So I had been thinking about this for a while because it seemed like post-pandemic, everything was just in a mess when it came to dating apps. Like before, it really felt like, you know, these are a useful tool. And I knew a lot of people, a lot of my friends had met people, even people they're married to, on dating apps. Like in the early days, it was a very efficient way to expedite the dating process, get in front of people. It really felt like, wow, this is a useful fix for a problem that we have in our society. And it's so normal. You know, in the beginning, it was kind of like, ooh, we met on a dating app. It's kind of embarrassing. And then it got to a place where it was like, no, this is completely the norm. Okay, then the pandemic happens. We're all locked inside for like 2 years. And we all went a little bit not okay in the head. And I think that's fine to say. And we were all on our phones for too long. Here's what I think happened. I think that we got too used to them. I think we forgot how to interact with people in the real world. And then I saw this TikTok and it explained how I'm feeling perfectly. And so I'm going to tell you guys what it said. It's by a creator called Date Brazen. And she explained that dating apps are kind of like slot machines, right? Because they get you addicted in a cheap way. And, you know, that's true. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, you know what? That's right. People are addicted to swiping. That's what I always tell you guys when I say, when you say, why don't you think that the guy asked me out? Why did we talk for 3 weeks and then he goes to me? Validation. Anyway, so then this is what Date Brazen says. She says, like a slot machine, you know, you get addicted to it and then the dating app takes over the pleasure centers of our brain. And so it's like we crave the cheaper and cheaper reward in the slot machine metaphor or simile. I'm not sure which one. And I was like, Jesus, this is correct. Because instead of going on, you know, maybe 6 years ago, people would go on and they'd say, I'm ready to find a relationship. I'm going to swipe and I'm going to go on some dates. Now it's like you do it on the toilet. You literally just sit there. It's like mindless. It's just mindless. It's just another thing on your phone. And so Date Brazen said it totally takes over the pleasure center in your brain and you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Then she said, we forget the dating apps are a business, right? We forget that. And all the slogans are like, we're designed to be deleted. Like, we want you to find love, like blah, blah, blah. Do you? Because I'm pretty sure that the longer people stay on the app, the more money you get. Okay, that's what Date Brazen says. She says, did you guys know that Tinder, Hinge, Match, Plenty of Fish, all owned by the same company? She also said, which I didn't know, Match.com got sued in 2018 for having bots to try and encourage people to buy the app upgrades. And the app upgrades are always so funny, right? When you really slow down and think about it, you're like, you're on a dating app and then it stops and it's like, well, would you like to see slightly hotter people for $12.99 a year? And in the moment, hey, have I paid for a dating app upgrade? Absolutely, I have in the past. Absolutely, because it's in the moment. You're feeling desperate. You're feeling like, why is everybody so beat to hell on this app? And like, I'm matching with the most awful people who never respond to me. You're like, yeah, maybe if I spend an extra $12.99, this will fix itself. They are a business. And we forget that. And it's not to say that they're evil. Everybody's got to make their bag. Everybody's got to make their money. But they are a business. And they don't want us getting off there too quickly, do they? Do they? Okay. What else does she say? Oh, she then links it back to, that's why there's so much bad behavior, so much ghosting, you know, so much of that nonsense, which we talk about nonstop. Think about any given radio show. I have at least one person who calls in where it's like, we were pen pals, we were taught, we got ghosted, whatever, because there's too much, right? There's too much out there. Humans weren't supposed to see 100 potential partners in an hour. Like, that's not how our brain is set up to work. You're telling me that we were supposed to sit there and flip through like a catalog and see 100 dudes in an hour, and that's, you know, and of course we thought at the beginning, this is amazing, like we can see so many more options. But guess what, guys? I think that it's like the paradox of choice. I think especially, I'm going to be brutally honest here, this is my opinion, I think especially with guys and dating apps, when they are looking for a girl, it makes them feel like, well, maybe there's just like one girl hotter. Like, I like this girl, but I could just swipe 3 more times, to go back to that, you know, the slot machine analogy. I could go back and there might be like a girl who's just a little bit hotter. It's the paradox of choice too, right? So many people. And I've been feeling this way for a while. And I try to stay super positive for you guys, you know, when you're like, I'm really tired of the apps, like I'm at my wit's end. And I'm like, no, guys, like dating is a numbers game, like you got to just stick to it. But you know what? I'm putting my foot down and I'm saying, I'm validating you guys. You're right. They're fucking busted right now. And I think that our relationship to them has just been ruined. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like, you know, Netflix, you know, when you go on and you spend an hour deciding what to watch. It's the same thing, in my opinion, because you are literally just, it's the paradox of choice. You're like, there's so many things. And then you feel unhappy with whatever you choose because the activity becomes the choosing, right? In Netflix and in dating apps, the activity becomes the choosing and it's just not effective. And then you layer on pen pals, you layer on the talking phase, you layer on ghosting and all this shit, and you realize it's kind of connected to dating apps. Now, I know I'm going to get someone in the DM saying, I met my husband on Hinge. Congratulations. I am literally so happy for you. Send me the link to your registry. I will send a gift. Of course that's happened. Of course, dating apps have aided in a lot of forming of the relationships, and that's phenomenal. But I think at this juncture, I hear the malaise of my community, and I think it needs like an update, like something needs to be refreshed. So what do you do? I mean, in her TikTok, Date Brazen says be intentional, and I felt validated because it reminds me of what I always tell you guys, which is like the 10-minute thing, right? So I say, like, if you are in a waiting room for a doctor or whatever, or you're sitting outside your next meeting in your car, like on your phone, don't go on a dating app then. That is a trap that we all fall into, right? We're just like, oh, I'll just swipe. And then it's just like, blah, you know, it's not intentional, whatever. My tactic would be to tell you guys, take 10 minutes a day. That's all it should be. Seriously, maybe even less. And swipe intentionally. If you have any open conversations, that's when you deal with them, because as you know, you're not a fucking pen pal. And if you match with someone and you vibe with them, they should be asking you out immediately. And if they don't, I'm sorry, just stop talking to them. Like, all of this is making us so crazy because it's just too much to manage. It's too much to manage. So take 10 minutes a day, do all your dating app nonsense in those 10 minutes, then shut it and don't think about it again tomorrow. I think that's my advice there. And then like second and more connected to that is what I've mentioned before, which is don't put up with being a pen pal. You don't need to ask someone, you don't need to talk to someone for 3 weeks on a dating app before they ask you out. That's fucking ridiculous. And then my third thing is going to be, I want to make this the summer of getting outside. And I know that sounds like a kids' health initiative slogan, but I don't care. I want this to be the summer of us getting outside, our community, you guys. I want us to get off of our phones. I want us to take pleasure in the real world, in earthly things, as much as possible. I want us to spend dinners with our friends where we are not on our phones, talking to some fucking loser on Hinge who is never going to ask us out. Okay, you don't need to do that in the middle of dinner with your friends. I'm taking a stand, and I've already started to do it with myself in terms of just being on my phone less and just getting outside. And I also mean that in terms of dating. And I know then I hear the cries of, but how do you meet someone in real life? Like, I don't know where to go. What? Guys, everything's open again. And I know we're all traumatized from quarantine. I know we all got a little socially weird. I know it's scary. I know it's nerve-wracking to go up to a guy at a bar and talk to him. But the alternative is sitting in our room in a K-hole, just a phone K-hole, not a real one. Jerron's laughing at me. So I'm not saying give up dating apps. I'm saying do it with intention and do it for 10 minutes a day and then fucking leave it alone. And if you're supposed to meet up with someone, you'll meet up with them. I was talking to my friend this week, and she said, she came over and she was like really annoyed. And I said, what happened? And she said, you know, that guy I was talking to on a dating app. I said, yeah. She said, we nonstop talking for 3 weeks. I said, okay. She said, I know you think that that's a red flag. I said, I do. She came back from her trip. He said, oh, he's got something happened. You know, he can't meet up tonight. Can she do tomorrow? And it was a Saturday night that she'd set aside for him. So I was like, I would never speak to him again. And she was like, well, whatever. She said, can we move our dinner? And do you mind doing it on Monday? And I said, you know, one of my rules is never cancel on your friend for a boy, because it always never ends well. But yes, of course you can. You should absolutely go for it. We're all trying to get laid right now. And he canceled again. And then he said, you know, something, do you want to do tomorrow? And I was like, this is it. This is the bad behavior, because you want to know why? There's no accountability on dating apps. You can literally talk to someone for 3 weeks. You can talk to someone for hours and hours, being on your phone, sitting inside, doing little fucking messages, going, oh, well, that's funny. I grew up in Cleveland. Oh, you grew up there, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing. And you guys, like, I can't emphasize enough how life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real performance. And this goes back to my entire ethos. Do we all want to find a partner? Yes. Do we all want to find love? Yes. Are we all excited for that? But we can't go crazy in the meantime, because those are precious years of our life. Okay? And I would rather be outside sitting on the grass with my friends, drinking wine and dicking around, than sitting inside on my phone on Hinge. Okay. Again, you don't have to give up your dating apps, but please let this be the summer of getting outside. Whether you're married or single or in a relationship or whatever, like, we need to just go outside and breathe air and speak to people and have conversations and have disagreements and just be humans a little bit more. And if this sounds radical, then that's also scary. Do you know what I mean? Very impassioned by this, obviously. Jerron, I'm all fired up today.
Jerron, I can tell.
He's my new producer. You're married, though.
Yes, I am. For 6 months now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Newlywed.
Yes.
How long ago did you guys meet?
We met 4 years ago at this point.
So you made it through the pandemic.
Yes, we did, yeah.
That's huge.
Kind of. Like, she moved away during the pandemic. She went back home with her family for, like, almost the whole year.
Wow.
So that's how I made
it. So you did long distance.
Yes.
Honestly, sometimes long distance is kind of hot. It's absence makes the heart grow fonder. So you have no idea what I'm talking about, all this pain, this dating app pain.
Oh, no. I was on dating apps for a while before I met her.
Yeah.
And, like, I had a whole relationship on a dating app.
Yeah.
Like, I was addicted to the apps themselves.
Of course, everybody is.
Right.
It's insane. And I'm sick of it. And this is the summer of getting outside. We got to do it. We have to, guys. And my mantra to end this rant on, this entire rant, well, two. First of all, I'm going to reiterate, life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real performance. And always just think about that. Like, whenever you're like, oh my God, I'm single for the summer. Like, oh my God, I'm single. Be like, you're going to look back and think, I can't believe I spent precious minutes, hours, days of my youth being sad when I have other things in my life that are awesome. Maybe you have a great family. Maybe you have awesome friends. Maybe you have a kick-ass job. Maybe you're going on a trip this summer. And here's the secret. Almost every single one of you listening, like I would say 99.9%, are going to end up with someone. Okay, that's the secret. I love that when people say, you know, it's a kind of a good tactic for your brain whenever you're getting spirally about it. Just be like, do I really think I am that special? Like, people have been falling in love and getting married and having babies for like millions and thousands of years. Like, you're the person. You think you are that, you're that bad that you're going to die alone? Absolutely not. And the second one is, having fun is so fun. And if you're a newer listener, you might think that's a demented mantra that Tinks has made up. Well, no, it's not. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. Having fun is so fun. And I want you to hold that in your heart and seek happiness in lots of different ways. You know how they talk about multiple revenue streams? I want you guys to have multiple happiness streams this summer. Wow, I just made that up and I absolutely love it. Multiple happiness streams, okay? So don't just think, because by the way, from the time we're born, we're like, the only way you can be happy is if you are in a relationship. That's what we're told. And also that our external appearance is all that matters. So honestly, from the second we're born, we're kind of at a disadvantage, but that's another episode. I want you to have multiple happiness streams. It's this thing I talk about with joy all the time. It's getting a bright manicure. It's putting jalapenos in your rosé with your girlfriends. It's going on a rich mom walk and listening to your favorite Kygo album at full blast because you fucking can. It's getting a tan safely. It's getting a new sweatshirt. It's, I don't know, like multiple happiness streams. Imagine if we cared as much about our happiness as we did about money or looks. Imagine if we chased our happiness and our joy as much as those things. That's what I want to do. And I want you guys to put down your phones and get outside. I'm literally going to be like taken out by someone from Tinder for after this episode. Again, I'm not saying that they're not a force for good, because they can be. I just think we're at a pivot. You know, I think whenever humans get a piece of new technology, it's like we kind of have to learn how to use it. Imagine it's a bull, right? We have to make sure that we're riding the bull and that the bull isn't just throwing us around. And right now, I'm going to be honest, I feel like it's throwing us around a bit. So, summer of getting outside, having fun is so fun. Life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real performance. I have a pre-recorded episode Wednesday, and then I will be back on Friday. And I will be in Paris eating baguette and having du vin rouge until then. I love you guys so much. And I hope this episode made you feel closer to everybody else who is also going through this. And I want you to think about multiple happiness streams. I love you. Please subscribe to the pod. Share it with a friend if you think that they might find it useful. I love when you tag me and you say what you liked about the episode. It means the freaking world to me. Until Wednesday. Bye, guys.